The following is a Relevant Radio program and is protected under U.S. copyright laws. This program is made possible through the contributions of listeners like you. Support Relevant Radio by clicking on the donate icon at www.relevantradio.com.
Hey, it's Saturday. Are you doing some gardening today? Well, a little bit later on this hour, we'll hear about the weeds among the wheat. Good morning, I'm Paul Sadek. It's Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. Today is Saturday, July 24th, 2021, Saturday of the 16th week in Ordinary Time. In the Missal, this is Liturgical Year B, Cycle 1. Saturday is a day to pray the joyful mysteries of the Rosary. And today is the optional memorial of Saint Charbel Maclouf. He was born in 1828. And Joseph Zaroun Maclouf was raised by an uncle because his father, a mule driver, died when Joseph was only three. At the age of 23, Joseph joined the monastery of St. Marin at Anaya, Lebanon, and took the name Charbel in honor of a second century martyr. Charbel professed his final vows in 1853, was ordained 6 years later. Now, Charbel lived as a hermit from 1875 until his death. His reputation for holiness prompted people to seek him to receive a blessing and to be remembered in his prayers. He followed a strict fast and was very devoted to the Blessed Sacrament. When his superiors occasionally asked him to administer the sacraments to nearby villages, Charbel did so gladly. He died in the late afternoon on Christmas Eve, 1898. Christians and non-Christians soon made his tomb a place of pilgrimage and of cures. Saint Charbel Maclouf, pray for us. Let's offer this day to the Lord. Come, Holy Spirit, inflame our hearts with the longings of Christ's sacred heart, so that we might truly offer our persons and works in union with him for the salvation of the world. Jesus, through the Immaculate Heart of Mary, we consecrate ourselves to your Sacred Heart, and we offer ourselves with you to the Father in your holy sacrifice of the Mass, with our prayer, works, sufferings, and joys of this day, in reparation for our sins, and that your kingdom come. We especially pray for the Church throughout the whole world, for the Holy Father and his intentions, for the evangelization and conversion of the whole world, for our bishop and his intentions, for our parish, and for our families and their needs. Listen to us, O Lord, through Christ your Son. Amen. And we join Pope Francis in praying that in social, economic, and political situations of conflict, we may be courageous and passionate architects of dialogue and friendship. 10 Minutes with Jesus is a guided meditation on the gospel of the day prepared by a Catholic priest. Here's today's 10 Minutes with Jesus.
My Lord and my God, I firmly believe that you are here, that you see me, that you hear me. I adore you with profound reverence. I ask your pardon for my sins and grace to make this time of prayer fruitful. My Mother Immaculate, Saint Joseph, my Father and Lord, my guardian angel, intercede for me. Jesus, you give us a beautiful parable in the gospel today about the kingdom of heaven. It is a parable which is very much rooted in an agrarian society with people who lived off the land and who made the most out of the produce of the land. Now, whenever I think of things that grow on the land, I often think of my grandparents who took beautiful care of rose bushes that used to grow at the front of their house. The rose bushes were there for many years, a lot longer than my grandparents were in that house, but they cared for them so much. And each year, because of the care and attention that they gave to those bushes, they yielded beautiful flowers around this time of year. We know how much pleasure and how much joy gardeners take in their plants, but much more so for farmers, for people who live off the land. The produce that they grow is not merely for their own contentment, but it's part of their whole livelihood. And we keep that in mind as we listen to the gospel today. The kingdom of heaven may be compared to a man who sowed good seed in his field. While everybody was asleep, his enemy came, sowed darnel all among the wheat, and made off. When the new wheat sprouted and ripened, the darnel appeared as well. The owner's servants went to him and said, "Sir, was it not good seed that you sowed in your field? If so, where does this darnel come from?" "Some enemy has done this," he answered. And the servants said, "Do you want us to go and weed it out?" But he said, "No, because when you weed out the darnel, you might pull up the wheat with it. Let both grow till the harvest. And at harvest time, I shall say to the reapers, 'First, collect the darnel and tie it into bundles to be burnt. Then gather the wheat into my barn.'" This is an act of sabotage. A farmer who has sowed his field to produce wheat, to produce bread for daily living, has been attacked by an enemy. A malicious, evil one who has tried to destroy not only the farmer, but also all the efforts that the servants have put in to sow the seed. Now, darnel is probably not known to most of us, but it is a kind of a weed that grows only where the wheat grows as well. That's why it's so insidious, because it looks exactly like the wheat itself. It's like a leech that kind of grows off its healthy counterpart. So much so that it is often given the name false wheat. And exactly as we read in the parable, it's only as the wheat and the darnel begin to sprout with the ear of the corn itself that they realize that something has gone amiss. Because the wheat itself, whenever it is ripe, it'll go brown, but the darnel is black. So it's instantly recognizable as being the wrong produce. And because the seeds in the darnel are slightly heavier, it stoops down towards the ground. And when we think of how nature gives us a little indication sometimes about the value of something, well, Jesus, we see here how the wheat will grow strong and tall, but the darnel is black and will sink to the ground. If you are unfortunate enough to eat the wheat that comes from the darnel, it will produce nausea and a kind of a state of drunkenness in your stomach. So it's very harmful indeed. So if the farmer had allowed this wheat and the darnel to just grow together and it's ground up to make flour and wheat and all of the different things that we use from that, it would cause great illness. Now the fathers of the church, who, like so much of the Gospels, they give us beautiful insights into it, they saw that this was Jesus teaching us about the seeds of discord that are often sown in the church by the devil, by those who reject truth, those who seek to distort the teachings of the church and to produce a kind of a sickness in the people who will ingest that. Perhaps for us in our daily lives, we don't combat heresies as much as we might combat enemies. And whenever I was reading through this gospel earlier, thinking about this poor man who is attacked by an enemy, somebody who comes to destroy his livelihood because of some hostility, it strikes me that we probably have a lot more experience of that. How do we deal with our enemies? That's essentially, Jesus, what I want to pray about today. We know that you have said that we must love our enemies. But that can be very difficult for us, especially whenever we can face great hostility. And we think about the suffering of this man in the gospel, about how his whole livelihood is really put in jeopardy because of the bad thoughts about another person who seeks to do him harm. Well, it is, in a sense, part and parcel of the sinful reality of our existence. You, Jesus, were no stranger to hostility. You faced it on a constant, almost daily basis. So when we speak of enemies, and maybe more importantly, when we hear you speaking about enemies and loving your enemies, we know that it's something that you concretely did. So we know it's possible, even though we find it difficult ourselves. And what of this sinful reality of enemies? Well, either at some stage of our life, we will have faced the hostility or the attack of another, or, and since we are examining ourselves within the context of human reality, we may have been hostile towards another. And so when we think about enemies today in our prayer, Jesus, we want to just briefly think about those two things, the hostility that we face ourselves from others, but also the hostility that we may have caused. The experience of pain and suffering that comes from an enemy, somebody who seeks to do us some ill, is very deep indeed. And whilst we might encourage somebody who's experiencing the difficulties of another person is to offer that up. You know, we might say that to people sometimes, look, this is a situation which you can't really do anything about at the minute. Concretely, you offer up your sufferings. And we don't mean that in the sense that you just kind of have to forget about it. It's a kind of a glib way of saying it. But when we say offer it up, what we mean is identify your sufferings with those of Jesus. Because, Lord, we know you're suffering in the attacks of others. And so when we experience that, it gives us an opportunity to understand something of what you went through yourself. And when we can appreciate the depths of your suffering at the hands of others, it gives us a kind of a greater insight into all that you have done for us, which brings us closer to you. So it's never a glib thing to just say, offer up your sufferings, because they bring us closer to you, Jesus. But that doesn't mean, of course, that the pain and the suffering instantly goes away. Sometimes, of course, people have to make recourse to legal means to protect themselves or even to protect somebody who's hostile from going further. And we have a whole system that is developed in our countries about protecting us according to the law. But that, again, doesn't always take away the feelings of bitterness that we might face, especially at the hands of other people. So what do we do with the bitterness? Well, at the same time, whenever you tell us this parable, Jesus, you tell us that the farmer sows good seed. And isn't it so true that often when we experience negativity, that we forget completely about all of the good things that happen to us? And so perhaps if we're being at times consumed by bitterness or consumed by the negativity or consumed by the suffering that is caused by another person, we can forget very quickly about all the many blessings that you give us at the same time. And all the many joys that you invite us to share. So, Jesus, help us if we are struggling today with bitterness, especially at the hands of another, that we might remember all the wonderful things that you have given to us as a compensation, perhaps, but also just the good seed that you are sowing in our lives. And what of that other shameful reality of being an enemy to another? Well, for that we throw ourselves at God's mercy. We ask, Lord Jesus, that you will forgive us really and truly by making a good confession for any times that we have upset another. And we pray that our repentance will be sincere and that we make a good amends, that we won't cause the suffering of others in the same way ever again. As we turn to Our Lady, usually at the end of the prayer, there are two lovely titles that come to us through the Maronite tradition. And since today is also the feast of a great Maronite saint, Saint Charbel Maclouf, we address you, Our Lady, according to these two titles. Our Lady of the Seeds, which is a feast that the Maronites celebrate on the 10th of May, and Our Lady of the Harvest, which both are kind of nice moments of prayer to pray that all the good seeds that are sown will come to fruition, but also for the harvest, that we can see the fruit of all of our labors and that all that needs to be burnt away from us will truly be burnt away. Help us, Our Lady, in all those endeavors. I give you thanks, my God, for the good resolutions, affections, and inspirations that you have communicated to me during this meditation. I ask your help to put them into effect. My Mother Immaculate, Saint Joseph, my Father and Lord, my guardian angel, intercede for me.
You'll find more of 10 Minutes with Jesus at RelevantRadio.com and on the Relevant Radio app.
Divinity.
What a great song of faith. Over My Head, David and Teresa Smith singing together as Crossed Hearts, a song about faith in the real presence of Christ in the Eucharist. It's 18 minutes past the hour on Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. It's Saturday of the 16th week in Ordinary Time, July 24th, 2021. I'm Paul Sadek. Time to begin the liturgical day. We join the whole church. We're led by our friends at DivineOffice.org, a lay apostolate promoting the prayer of the Liturgy of the Hours by all of the faithful, as we join together now in the invitatory psalm and the office of readings.
Lord, open my lips,
and my mouth will proclaim your praise.
Let us listen to the voice of the Lord. Let us enter into God's rest.
Let us listen to the voice of the Lord. Let us enter into God's rest.
Cry out with joy to the Lord, all the earth. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before Him, singing for joy.
Let us listen to the voice of the Lord. Let us enter into God's rest.
Know that He, the Lord, is God. He made us, we belong to Him. We are His people, the sheep of His flock.
Let us listen to the voice of the Lord. Let us enter into God's rest.
Go within His gates giving thanks. Enter His courts with songs of praise. Give thanks to Him and bless His name.
Let us listen to the voice of the Lord. Let us enter into God's rest.
Indeed, how good is the Lord! Eternal His merciful love. He is faithful from age to age.
Let us listen to the voice of the Lord. Let us enter into God's rest.
Glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Let us listen to the voice of the Lord. Let us enter into God's rest.
Ave Maria, gratia plena, Dominus tecum, benedicta tu in mulieribus, et benedictus fructus ventris tui, Jesus. Sancta Maria, Mater Dei, ora pro nobis peccatoribus, nunc et in hora mortis nostre. Amen.
The Lord summons heaven and earth to witness His judgment on His people.
The Lord summons heaven and earth to witness His judgment on His people.
The God of gods, the Lord, has spoken and summoned the earth from the rising of the sun to its setting. Out of Zion's perfect beauty, He shines.
Our God comes. He keeps silence no longer. Before Him, fire devours. Around Him, tempest rages. He calls on the heavens and the earth to witness His judgment of His people.
Summon before me my people, who made covenant with me by sacrifice. The heavens proclaim his justice, for God himself is the judge.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
The Lord summons heaven and earth to witness his judgment on his people.
Come to me in your distress, and I will save you.
Come to me in your distress, and I will save you.
Listen, my people, I will speak. Israel, I will testify against you, for I am God, your God. I accuse you, lay the charge before you.
I find no fault with your sacrifices. Your offerings are always before me. I do not ask more bullocks from your farms, nor goats from among your herds.
For I own all the beasts of the forest, beasts in their thousands on my hills. I know all the birds in the sky. All that moves in the field belongs to me.
Were I hungry, I would not tell you, for I own the world and all it holds. Do you think I eat the flesh of bulls or drink the blood of goats?
Pay your sacrifice of thanksgiving to God and render him your votive offerings. Call on me in the day of distress. I will free you and you shall honor me.
Glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Come to me in your distress, and I will save you.
A sacrifice of praise will give me glory.
A sacrifice of praise will give me glory.
But God says to the wicked, "But how can you recite my commandments and take my covenant on your lips, you who despise my law and throw my words to the winds?
You who see a thief and go with him, who throw in your lot with adulterers, who unbridle your mouth for evil, and whose tongue is plotting crime.
You who sit and malign your brother and slander your own mother's son, you do this, and should I keep silence? Do you think that I am like you?
Mark this, you who never think of God, lest I seize you and you cannot escape. A sacrifice of thanksgiving honors me, and I will show God's salvation to the upright." Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Father, because Jesus, your servant, became obedient even unto death, his sacrifice was greater than all holocausts of old. Accept the sacrifice of praise we offer you through him, and may we show the effects of it in our lives by striving to do your will until our whole life becomes adoration in spirit and truth.
A sacrifice of praise will give me glory.
We are always praying earnestly for you,
that you may have a deep knowledge of God's will.
From the second letter of the Apostle Paul to the Corinthians. As your fellow workers, we beg you not to receive the grace of God in vain. For he says, "In an acceptable time I have heard you. On a day of salvation, I have helped you." Now is the acceptable time. Now is the day of salvation. We avoid giving anyone offense so that our ministry may not be blamed. On the contrary, in all that we do, we strive to present ourselves as ministers of God, acting with patient endurance,
amid trials, difficulties, distresses, beatings, imprisonments, and riots. As men familiar with hard work, sleepless nights, and fastings, conducting ourselves with innocence, knowledge, and patience in the Holy Spirit, in sincere love as men with a message of truth and the power of God, wielding the weapons of righteousness with right hand and left, whether honored or dishonored, spoken of well or ill. We are called impostors, yet we are truthful. Nobodies, who in fact are well known, dead, yet here we are alive, punished but not put to death. Sorrowful, though we are always rejoicing. Poor, yet we enrich many. We seem to have nothing, yet everything is ours. Men of Corinth, we have spoken to you frankly, opening our hearts wide to you. There is no lack of room for you in us. The narrowness is in you. In fair exchange, then, I speak as a father to his children. Open wide your hearts. Do not yoke yourselves in a mismatch with unbelievers. After all, what do righteousness and lawlessness have in common, or what fellowship can light have with darkness? What accord is there between Christ and Belial? What common lot between believer and unbeliever? Tell me, what agreement is there between the temple of God and idols? You are the temple of the living God, just as God has said, I will dwell with them and walk among them. I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Therefore, come out from among them and separate yourselves from them, says the Lord, and touch nothing unclean. I will welcome you and be a father to you, and you will always be my sons and daughters, says the Lord Almighty. Since we have these promises, beloved, let us purify ourselves from every defilement of flesh and spirit, and in the fear of God, strive to fulfill our consecration perfectly. The Word of the Lord.
What do righteousness and iniquity have in common? Is there a common ground between the temple of God and idols?
You are the temple of the living God.
Are you not aware that you are God's temple and that his Spirit lives within you?
You are the temple of the living God.
A reading from a homily on the second letter to the Corinthians by St. John Chrysostom, Bishop. Our heart is enlarged, for as heat makes things expand, so it is the work of love to expand the heart, for its power is to heat and make fervent. It is this that opened Paul's lips and enlarged his heart. For I do not love only in words, he means, but my loving heart too is in unison with my words, and so I speak with confidence, without restraint or reserve. There was nothing more capacious than the heart of Paul, for he loved all the faithful with as intimate a love as any lover could have for a loved one, his love not being divided and lessened, but remaining whole and entire for each of them. And what marvel is it that his love for the faithful was such, since his heart embraced the unbelievers too throughout the whole world? So he did not just say, I love you, but with greater emphasis, our mouth is open, our heart is enlarged. We hold you all in it, and not only that, but with room for you to move freely. For those who are loved enter fearlessly into the heart of their lover. And therefore he says, you are not constrained because of us, but you are constrained in your own affections. See how this reproach is tempered with such forbearance, as is the way with those who love much. For he did not say, "You do not love me," but, "You do not love me in the same measure," for he did not want to charge them more harshly. Indeed, one may see with what a wonderful love for the faithful he was always inflamed, as one finds proof of it in all his writings. To the Romans he says, "I desire to see you, and I have often planned to come to you, and if by any means at last I may succeed in reaching you." To the Galatians he says, "My little children, with whom I am again in labor." To the Ephesians, "For this cause I bend my knees on your behalf." And to the Thessalonians, "What is my hope and my joy and my crown of glory? Is it not yourselves?" For he used to say that he carried them about in his heart and in his chains. Again he writes to the Colossians, "I want you to know how greatly I strive for you and for all who have not seen my face." And to the Thessalonians, "Like a nurse taking care of her children, being desirous of you, we were ready to share with you not only the gospel, but our own selves." So too he says, "You are not restricted by us." And so Paul does not merely say that he loves them, but also that they love him, so that in this way he may draw them to him. Indeed, to the Corinthians, he bears witness of this love when he says, "Titus came telling us of your longing, your mourning, your zeal for me."
Love is patient. Love is kind. Never jealous or conceited.
Love never takes pleasure in other people's sins, but rejoices in the truth.
Hatred provokes disputes, but love covers all offenses.
Love never takes pleasure in other people's sins, but rejoices in the truth.
Let us pray. Show favor, O Lord, to your servants, and mercifully increase the gifts of your grace, that made fervent in hope, faith, and charity, they may be ever watchful in keeping your commands. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Amen.
Twenty-four minutes before the hour on Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. It's Saturday, July 24th, 2021, Saturday of the 16th week in Ordinary Time. I'm Paul Sadek. In today's Gospel from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible, we hear the Lord tell the parable of the weeds among the wheat from the 13th chapter of the Gospel of Matthew.
The kingdom of heaven may be compared to a man who sowed good seed in his field. But while men were sleeping, his enemy came and sowed weeds among the wheat and went away. So when the plants came up and bore grain, then the weeds appeared also. And the servants of the householder came and said to him, "Sir, did you not sow good seed in your field? How then has it weeds?" He said to them, "An enemy has done this." The servant said to him, "Then do you want us to go and gather them?" But he said, "No, lest in gathering the weeds you root up the wheat along with them. Let both grow together until the harvest, and at harvest time I will tell the reapers, 'Gather the weeds first, and bind them in bundles to be burned, but gather the wheat into my barn.'"
This selection from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible, courtesy of Falcon Picture Group. You'll find all of the daily Mass readings on the Relevant Radio app.
Amen.
To me, that is simply breathtaking. That is Franz Biebel's rendering of Ave Maria, sung by Chanticleer. 15 minutes before the hour, it's daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app for Saturday of the 16th week in Ordinary Time, July 24th, 2021. I'm Paul Sadek. Let's pray with the whole church now. We're led by our friends at DivineOffice.org, a lay apostolate promoting the prayer of the Liturgy of the Hours by all of the faithful. We join together now in morning prayer.
God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia.
As light of day returns once more, with joyful voices let us sing to God of glory infinite, to Christ our Lord for all his grace, through whom the great Creator's will called day and night from nothingness, appointing them successive law, till time itself shall pass away. True light of every faithful soul, unfettered by the law of old, no shades of night can fall that dim your dazzling and undying light. O Father, uncreated light, be with us as the hours go by, that we may please your Son this day, filled with the Holy Spirit's power. Amen.
We do well to sing to your name, Most High, and proclaim your mercy at daybreak.
We do well to sing to your name, Most High, and proclaim your mercy at daybreak.
It is good to give thanks to the Lord, to make music to your name, O Most High, to proclaim your love in the morning and your truth in the watches of the night, on the ten-stringed lyre and the lute, with the murmuring sound of the harp.
Your deeds, O Lord, have made me glad. For the work of your hands I shout with joy. O Lord, how great are your works! How deep are your designs! The foolish man cannot know this, and the fool cannot understand.
Though the wicked spring up like grass, and all who do evil thrive, they are doomed to be eternally destroyed. But you, Lord, are eternally on high. See how your enemies perish. All doers of evil are scattered.
To me you give the wild ox's strength. You anoint me with the purest oil. My eyes looked in triumph on my foes. My ears heard gladly of their fall. The just will flourish like the palm tree and grow like a Lebanon cedar.
Planted in the house of the Lord, they will flourish in the courts of our God, still bearing fruit when they are old, still full of sap, still green, to proclaim that the Lord is just. In him, my rock, there is no wrong.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Let us pray. Take our shame away from us, Lord, and make us rejoice in your saving works. May all who have been chosen by your Son always abound in works of faith, hope, and love in your service.
We do well to sing to your name, Most High, and proclaim your mercy at daybreak.
I will create a new heart in you and breathe into you a new spirit.
I will create a new heart in you and breathe into you a new spirit.
I will take you away from the nations, gather you from all the foreign lands, and bring you back to your own land.
I will sprinkle clean water upon you to cleanse you from all your impurities, and from all your idols I will cleanse you.
I will give you a new heart and place a new spirit within you, taking from your bodies your stony hearts and giving you natural hearts.
I will put my spirit within you and make you live by my statutes, careful to observe my decrees.
You shall live in the land I gave your fathers. You shall be my people, and I will be your God.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. I will create a new heart in you and breathe into you a new spirit.
On the lips of children and infants, you have found perfect praise.
On the lips of children and infants, you have found perfect praise.
How great is your name, O Lord, our God, through all the earth.
Your majesty is praised above the heavens. On the lips of children and of babes you have found praise to foil your enemy, to silence the foe and the rebel.
When I see the heavens, the work of your hands, the moon and the stars which you arrange, what is man that you should keep him in mind, mortal man, that you care for him?
Yet you have made him little less than a god. With glory and honor you crowned him, gave him power over the works of your hand, put all things under his feet.
All of them, sheep and cattle, yes, even the savage beasts, birds of the air, and fish that make their way through the waters.
How great is your name, O Lord our God, through all the earth.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever.
Amen.
Let us pray. Almighty Lord, how wonderful is your name. You have made every creature subject to you. Make us worthy to give you service.
On the lips of children and infants, you have found perfect praise.
A reading from 2 Peter. What we await are new heavens and a new earth, where, according to his promise, the justice of God will reside. So, beloved, while waiting for this, make every effort to be found without stain or defilement, and at peace in his sight. Consider that our Lord's patience is directed toward salvation. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
It is my joy, O God, to praise you with song.
It is my joy, O God, to praise you with song.
To sing as I ponder your goodness.
To praise you with song.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
It is my joy, O God, to praise you with song.
Lord, guide our feet into the way of peace.
Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has come to his people and set them free. He has raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of his servant David. Through his holy prophets, he promised of old that he would save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us. He promised to show mercy to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant. This was the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship him without fear, holy and righteous in his sight, all the days of our life. You, my child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give his people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Lord, guide our feet into the way of peace.
Let us adore God, who has given hope and life to the world through his Son, and let us humbly ask him, Lord, hear us.
Lord, hear us.
Lord, Father of all, you have brought us to the dawn of this day.
Make us live with Christ and praise your glory.
Lord, hear us.
You have poured out faith, hope, and love upon us.
Keep them firmly rooted in our hearts.
Lord, hear us.
Lord, let our eyes be always raised up to you,
so that we may swiftly answer your call.
Lord, hear us.
Protect us from the snares and enticements of evil.
Keep our feet from stumbling.
Lord, hear us.
Now let us pray as Christ the Lord has taught us.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
All-powerful and ever-living God, splendor of true light and never-ending day, let the radiance of your coming banish from our minds the darkness of sin. We ask this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever.
Amen.
May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
The weekend is officially here. It's time to get things done. And time to get ready for a day of rest tomorrow. The Saturday edition of Morning Air is coming up in just a few minutes. I'm Paul Sadek. Let's do this again tomorrow morning at 4 a.m. Central or on the Roth Radio app. In the meantime, you go out, make this a great day and a great weekend, and live in the light of the Lord.
Audio from the Liturgy of the Hours, courtesy of DivineOffice.org. Readings from In Conversation with God, courtesy of Scepter Publishers. Selections from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible, courtesy of Falcon Picture Group. 10 minutes with Jesus is used with permission. Daybreak is available on relevantradio.com and on the Relevant Radio app. Daybreak is a production of Relevant Radio.